Thank you for being here. I'm Shelley Irwin. Weekly, we do focus on the work of area individuals and organizations advancing equity in our community. This morning, we speak with WGVU Grants Manager Steve Chappell. You get the podium all to yourself. We're going to get an update on our Mutually Inclusive and Shaping Narratives initiatives, of course, which are part of a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. So hello to you, Steve.
Good morning, Shelley Irwin, and also good morning to all of our valued morning show listeners.
Even though, quote, it's only you, we'll still stay with our format and lay the foundation, if you would, about the grant.
Absolutely, Shelley. You indicated that it's only me. Typically, during this weekly segment, we bring in and speak with and are honored to have partners in the community that are doing outstanding equity work on behalf of all of our local residents. But from time to time, we like to provide our listeners with kind of an update, an overview for those who haven't heard of the grant, to let them know what's going on. The original grant that WGVU applied for was, it's hard to believe, 6 years ago in 2015. We applied to the W.K. Kellogg Foundation under their racial equity umbrella. And as our listeners know, it's always been the mission and privilege of public media, including WGVU, to serve all residents with a particular emphasis on the underserved. So it was kind of a natural to go in that direction and take a deeper dive into the area of diversity, equity, and inclusion. So we applied for and we received a multi-year, two-year grant from the Kellogg Foundation to hire an inclusion reporter. And that started our efforts. And we hired a gentleman named Mariano Avila. And he then began to report on issues that didn't always have the spotlight, issues impacting minority communities. And I also would like to mention there was an outstanding report that was created by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation in partnership with Alterum Institute that really helped to lay some baseline data as we began our project. It's called The Business Case for Racial Equity in Michigan. And there's a paragraph I just want to kind of read that lays some of the statistics unfortunately involve Grand Rapids as well. And that short paragraph says, "Unfortunately, the average child of color in Michigan is born into a path of poorer health, lower educational attainment, fewer employment opportunities, and greater involvement with the criminal justice system than the average white child." And as disturbing as that paragraph is, it is a reality, and there are a lot of great organizations in and around Grand Rapids and throughout Michigan that are trying to address many of those disturbing statistics by doing great equity work. So our inclusion reporter started giving a microphone, if you will, to individuals, underrepresented individuals, that were not always invited to the table, didn't have a say-so in issues impacting their lives. So that began the journey in 2015.
Thank you for that. So here we go. Would you describe some of our past activities and partners?
Absolutely. And just to bring our listeners up to date, when that 2 years concluded, we then began to expand the project, which will lead me into describing some of the activities we've done in partnership with other organizations. So in 2018, we applied for a second grant, and we proposed maintaining an inclusion reporter, but then trying to build community capacity by working with leaders of color to provide them with training and platforms in the form of radio, digital, and television, so they then could create programming with and for their communities. And that was really the gist of our second grant. It really involves storytelling. Storytelling is an art, as you well know, as a journalist and host. And so our inclusion reporter, in essence, reports on issues, sharing stories of underrepresented communities. And then our leaders of color, who were trained in a variety of areas, it was quite a fascinating 30 weeks of training in partnership with the GVSU Brooks College of Interdisciplinary Studies, and our leaders of color receive training in three areas: decolonization of the narrative, community organizing as a distribution strategy, and media skills training. And then following that 30 weeks, they produced programming with and for their communities that we are now currently taking back into the community for change-based conversations. And I'll get into a little bit of those specific programs that our partners under the Shaping Narratives umbrella produced. But currently, the events that we're doing involve really two main areas: programming, on-air programming, and community events. And the on-air programming is in the form of our inclusion reporter, a biracial woman named Kylie Ambu, who is our WGVU inclusion reporter, and reporting on a wide variety of issues in and around Grand Rapids. And then she also is the host of our newly launched or relaunched mutually inclusive television program. And then secondly, the community events involve our Shaping Narratives participants, these individuals of color, and we have done three virtual events thus far, and we have more planned.
Wonderful. Steve Chappell with us again, part of our weekly conversation that focuses upon the work of area individuals and organizations advancing equity in our community. So would you get into how the current pandemic and racial unrest have influenced your project?
Yes, and I guess the best way to approach that is to share with our listeners some of the specific programming topics that we've covered. As all of our listeners are painfully aware, the current COVID pandemic, racial unrest, and political turmoil have really illuminated many of the inequities and disparities primarily impacting communities of color. So Kylie Ambu, our inclusion reporter, and by the way, if you want to explore some of the topics that she has reported on, you can go to the WGVU news page under Mutually Inclusive. Again, that's WGVU.org. The news page, Mutually Inclusive. And so specifically, Kylie has been reporting on issues impacting underrepresented communities, issues such as the health disparities. You know, people of color, tragically, are more represented in the turmoil that's been created not only by the pandemic but the racial unrest. So COVID impacts communities of color far more than white individuals. So a lot of reporting has been done on that. As well, there were protests right here in Grand Rapids last year. We reported on that as well. And then diverse suppliers and minority-owned businesses have struggled more than other businesses, unfortunately. So a lot of reporting has been done on that as well. Some of the other topics that Kylie has covered on our WGVU Mutually Inclusive television program involve disparities in the child welfare system and the journey of for Black equity in Grand Rapids. She took both a historical and present-day look at that. And if I could, Shelley, I'd just briefly like to mention the programs created by our Shaping Narratives Leader of Color participants.
Sure.
And I'll just name them. Lynn Bardwell is a Native woman. She is an urban Native woman that is a member of the Little Traverse Bay Band of Odawa Indians, and she produced a program called Nagiwe. She also hosted a recent virtual event looking at the impact of COVID on Native tribes. A second participant, Alice Jasper, is a multiracial Black sustainability consultant, and her program, Color Out Here, explores issues of safety for individuals of color in the outdoors. And then as well, we have, and I'm keeping an eye on the clock here, Rishi Makkar, a Sikh member of the Sikh faith and a businessman, produced a program called Meeting God. George Walker III, a sommelier, an African-American gentleman, produced Cultural Ingredients. And Christine Mwangi, originally from Kenya, been in the United States many, many years, produced a program called The Black Honest Truth. And her recent event with Joe Jones of the Urban League explored the journey of African-Americans in America versus Africans in America, common experiences and unique experiences. And so really, I guess the point, one of the key objectives that WGVU had and has with our Shaping Narratives program and our inclusion reporter is that we don't all live the same life experiences. We have different life journeys. So to report on issues for underrepresented communities, it's kind of a natural that we turn this microphone and the camera in many ways gave them the platform so they could tell their own stories, bringing authenticity and respect to that process. So that was really one of the key goals of the project.
Well, just a couple minutes left, Steve, if you would talk about any upcoming programs, events, and the future.
Absolutely. Shelley, back to our community, our mutually inclusive television program. This month, I believe the air date will be April 14th. It will also be available on the WGV website. Kylie Ambu, our inclusion reporter, will be exploring the history and current trend of hate crimes against Asian and Pacific Islander communities, another very tragic event that is top of the news right now. We also will have some more of our virtual events soon to be back into the community. Well, I say soon, whenever this pandemic has been under control for some time. But in the foreseeable future, we'll have virtual events. Lynn Bardwell will be looking at land acknowledgments. We don't have a date for that. And we have some of our other Shaping Narratives participants that will be holding virtual events. I would like to mention our website so our listeners can learn about our two main categories of activities, and that is under Mutually Inclusive Brand and then the Shaping Narratives Brand. So you may visit Mutually Inclusive at wgvu.org/mutually-inclusive, and you can look at all of the video programming and audio programs and reporting that is under that umbrella. And then as well, Shaping Narratives, simply go to wgvu.org/shaping-narratives to look at all the fine and important work done by our leaders of color under that umbrella. And then lastly, the WGVU YouTube channel. Just type in Shaping Narratives, and you can view our recent virtual events right there.
Wonderful, wonderful passion you have, job you do, and certainly a message that you share on a weekly basis. Steve Chappell, WGVU Grants Manager. Have a great weekend, Steve.
Thanks, Shelley.